Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in this morning talking about how dating and relationships have changed and what we're looking for in 2025. And you've been referencing just before the break, micromance. Just touch on that one more time for us, for those just tuning in.
Well, it emphasizes that romance doesn't need to be extravagant. It's about showing someone they've been seen, they're valued in those little moments. And it's a stark contrast to those big romantic gestures that have been idealized in past decades and are still for some couples today.
So, Sean, quick question. Are you a micromance or a grand romance gesture kind of guy, Sean?
You're asking me.
I'm asking you. Yeah, we're talking about micromans and, you know, the big gestures, guys. So which one are you?
What? I'm put on the spot here. I think I would be a micromans.
Oh, so micro be micro nano kind of guy.
Well, subtle.
Not funny, Julie.
Okay, Miriam's making fun of you, Sean. But subtle, micro, you're in. You're trending for 2025.
Oh, good. Yes. I like to do the dishes kind of guy. I like to get the door for... If I'm out on a very romantic date, I will get, or any date, mm-hmm. I will get the door for the individual.
Nice gestures.
Yeah, so it's deeper, less superficial, more consistent. It's not about the grand gestures, which would be like a big vacation kind of thing. It's a more day-to-day way of showing that you value someone full.
And when I go out to dinner, if I'm invited out on a date, I will split the bill. I think that that's part of the trend for 2025, too.
I don't think that's part of what
Julie's talking
about.
I didn't hear that trend, but you could also go back and forth.
I shared a story last couple weeks ago on the show. I went out on a date. I was invited out, and I paid at the restaurant with coupons. It was 2-for-1, and the lady was so upset, she left the restaurant.
I don't blame her.
I went to the washroom and came back, and she was gone.
Was she embarrassed?
Yeah.
She ran away, Julie. She ran out.
Because I asked, I said, can I get your birth certificate so we can get the 55 plus?
Because then the coupon will really cover it.
Very upset. We're joking about that. Anyway, so where do you want to go here? Why the sudden change then in 2025? What the hell have people been doing wrong all these years? We didn't get it right?
Well, there's changes. Part of the reason there's changes is because there's so much going on in the world that people want to be purposeful in how they are going about spending their personal time, who they're going to commit with, connect with. There's one that's called loud crushing. So loud crushing, and I like this one, I like it because it's optimistic, it's positive. So instead of fixating on red flags or bad dates, loud crushing is about openly celebrating your partner and your positive experiences. So for too long, people have been hesitant to share their happiness about going out with someone for fear of sounding, you know, cringe or like that person is embarrassing. Also, I think sometimes people don't share the positives because they don't want to be disappointed later. But for 2025, this narrative is changing. We're normalizing, thankfully, joy and emotional vulnerability, which are crucial for healthy relationships.
That's good.
Yeah, so when you say that people are, their goal is to be less superficial and more connected, does this mean that people are being more free to be themselves?
Yes, because if you are looking for deeper connection, you can't pretend to be someone other than who you are. Authenticity is a key theme this year, as it really always should be. But Bumble's survey found that many singles, they're shedding that self-consciousness and embracing those quirks which foster genuine connections. So fake doesn't work if you're wanting authenticity and connection. So, you know, be yourself. Don't pretend to be someone who loves hiking in the outdoors if you don't love doing that.
Obviously, yeah.
Right? Don't pretend
don't BS.
That's exactly it.
All this big words, authentic, be your... Don't BS.
Romantic strolls on the beach.
Exactly.
Be real.
Be true to your feelings.
Yeah, no BS in a nutshell, basically.
Exactly.
Is that what this song is about that you just played?
Feelings.
Feelings. Okay, right, okay, right. Okay.
We got to wrap it up here. Anything else you want to get in this morning?
Well, I think ahead. You know, people in 2025, they're prioritizing emotional stability and meaningful conversations early on. Slow dating. Take your time before you commit. This intentional approach, it reflects the challenges of our time. You know, there's, Sean, you asked why. Well, with so much uncertainty, people who are single want partners who can also navigate life's ups and downs with them. They don't want someone that's going to blow up when something is stressful, because there will be stress. And this is our response to this fast-paced, complex world.
Okay. We just got an email from a listener, and it says, I find micromance. Am I saying that right? Micromance?
Yeah. Yes.
Sexy.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is because it's consistent. It's showing that you truly value someone on a daily basis, not just every once in a while.
And we got this. Thank you for the email. We got this also from Alan in Brighton last week after the show. It says, I really enjoy Dr. Julie's comments and advice. Another possible topic for her to share might be, if you need help, do you know if you are getting a good therapist? How long do you stay with a therapist? That was a question this chap from the Brighton area asked.
That's actually a very good question and one that comes up, you know, people want to know that answer. Yeah. So we can address that another time because we know that about 90% of success in therapy is rapport.
90%
90% of success is related to the rapport you have with the therapist, right?
So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie Galthorpe.
Have a great day, everyone.